Welcome to Weekly Insights at Winthrop Capital Management, where we discuss recent developments currently shaping the markets and industries in the global economy. Here's your host, Chief Investment Officer Greg Hahn.
Hello. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. I'm Greg Hahn, President of Winthrop Capital Management, and with me in the studio, Amy Anderson, Production Coordinator. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
And Adam Coons, Head of Training, Portfolio Management.
Hey.
How are you?
Great.
Did you have a good weekend?
Very good.
Excellent. So we're coming up on the halfway point, of the year. So we're looking forward to the second half of 2021. And first half of the year, if it ended right now, it'd be a pretty remarkable year, especially for domestic equity.
It would be.
Where's that?
S&P's up 12.5%.
And the I think Europe's up the same. It's a by any stretch, that's historically a pretty good year.
Yeah, I mean Germany's up 14%, France is up 18%.
So what does the second half look like given where valuations are today and the potential for fiscal stimulus to come?
I mean, I think fiscal stimulus is one of those things that we need to keep propping up the market. But from a valuation standpoint, with S&P still in the 30s, there's really not much more room for this to go because a lot of the future growth has already been baked in. I think that's what we're seeing with technology lagging this year is technology really accelerated through 2020. You saw multiple expansion there, and now it's slowed down. So I think we'll see the same thing elsewhere.
I think the key is going to be the Fed and what the Fed does, regardless of whatever's going on with inflation right now. I think the key is the Fed. If the Fed feels that the economy is growing fast enough and employment is fixing itself, then I think they start to shift policy.
Right.
And that's going to cause some disruption in both the bond market and the equity market.
Yeah, and I was doing some research over the weekend. This will get a little bit in the weeds, but we've got about 3 months with almost zero repo transactions. But over the last 30 days, there's been a significant spike in repo transactions, which happened the last time they tapered. And so there are some signs that maybe underneath the sheets.
Getting prepped for the taper. Yeah. And I think I don't think the 10-year Treasury does not have that priced in.
Not at all, no.
And then ultimately what rising rates means for the equity market last time, and that's that stretch from 2016 to 2018, the market didn't handle it well. So the Fed's balance sheet and the shift in policy, I think, is going to be a key driver in the second half of the year.
Yeah, I mean, higher interest rates would kind of undo the narrative on why valuations are so high and that, you know, low interest rates justify those. So, yeah, you'd see quite a bit of an unwind.
Here's a this is too early to really predict, but I am looking at retail thinking that this is going to be a heck of a holiday shopping season. Have you been into any stores lately?
Yeah, totally.
I was in Nordstrom Rack, and the shelves were empty.
Yeah.
I mean, inventory is way down. So
yeah, especially those discount retailers. I mean, even your TJ Maxx's and Marshalls, inventory is not there.
Right. So as the economy opens up, retail has its legs underneath it. We're going to see a big increase in inventory, and I think it's going to continue leading up to the holiday shopping season.
Well, I mean, that's the case. You've got, you know, still high savings rate across consumers. And so the problem is they just don't have anywhere to spend the money. You know, they're having the concerts and movies that we talked about really haven't come out and haven't been an option. Same thing for going shopping is people are going shopping, but may not be able to find what they want to buy. I mean, even, you know, bigger ticket items like TVs and furniture are usually on a pretty long waiting list. So that's really what's leading to savings rates that are just staying elevated.
I heard a statistic this morning on a podcast, was that there are as many open positions today as there are unemployed.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So that I gotta fact check that one. But if that's true, I think this reopening is going to accelerate once we move off of the the additional incentives,
right?
The unemployment incentives and I think demand heading into the second half of the year, demand for labor is going to force wages higher.
Yeah, I don't see how it doesn't. You're right. There is a lot of friction in the market right now because job openings keep going up, even though you're not really seeing the unemployment rate go down. So it's interesting.
So one of the things we have to, I think we should unpack for next week, not this week, but for next week, is five stocks for the second half of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, have any thoughts on that?
You know, I mean, I think from my perspective, it's going to be a lot of the same, but maybe a higher tilt towards China personally.
Mm-hmm. So why is that?
I mean, I keep coming back to it when, and you say the same thing, when you look the globe over, is the U.S. really the only place for growth? And I think the answer more and more is shifting to no, that we're seeing that our economies, I wouldn't call it stuck, but there's only so many levers we can pull. Where China is really, they have a global strategy of growth, and right now it seems like it's working.
Yep. It's the Belt and Road.
Yep.
I keep calling it the Belt and Suspenders program.
We can go with that.
It's the Belt and Road program. So what's on your plate this week?
Well, on the equity side, earnings have pretty much wrapped up, and a good earnings season. You know, there was a fairly low bar, but that bar has continually gone up through this earnings season, which worries me going forward with valuations high. But, you know, over the last 3 months through this earnings season, the S&P 500 is up 7.88. Really, the place where you're seeing some laggards is in small caps, which really at the beginning of the year took off, but over the last 3 months is up less than 1%. So a significant underperformance relative to domestic large cap. And then emerging markets, kind of the same thing, have lagged. And that's primarily been, you know, China weighing that down. Mm-hmm. And that's more of a regulation, you know, regulatory change. So,
yep.
So looking for those shifts as we go into the second half of the year, our allocation to small cap, our allocation to China and emerging markets as a whole.
How does stock buybacks weigh into the second half of the year now? So we're past, you know, the banks can start to buy back their stock.
Yep.
We're past this whole period where record levels of the S&P 500, but it just seems to me that we're seeing an increase in dialogue around stock repurchases. Mm-hmm. So Oracle, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, the list
is all doing it. And I think it'll depend on rates because as long as rates are low, you're going to keep seeing these corporations issue as much debt as possible simply to buy back their stock. So that's, you know, that's why Oracle had their big issuance, and you'll see the banks continue to issue to do that. But Apple, Microsoft, they'll can, you know, it's all the typical bellwether names will continue to issue to buy back their stock. I don't see anything slowing that down.
Heading into the end of the quarter now, we've got four more weeks before we end the second quarter. We've made a few changes in our portfolio models. What do you see in our portfolio model suite right now? Any changes that you're anticipating?
You know, through the last several months, we've, you know, increased that safety bucket with low vol and the equal weight. So I think to continue to look at that, I think we've kind of maxed that trade out. So maybe to look to unwind that. On the emerging market side, I think we need to continue to build out the China piece of our portfolios. And then, you know, it's the alternatives that are the big question mark. We've spent a lot of time looking at real asset funds,
yep,
trying to find other asset classes outside of your typical bond and equity. And it just continues to be a struggle to find anything that's really investable.
Yeah. And so on the private credit side, I've got to kick this over to you, that Cliffwater, mm-hmm, has that middle markets.
Yes.
And it's expensive, but that's something that's of interest in the fixed income side in that private credit space.
Yep.
I talked to Freddie about Europe focus. So in the developed areas, instead of just the broad MSCI, is just adding specifically to Europe. He pointed out that Europe has done as well as the S&P.
It has, yeah.
And so we're kind of...
Yeah, it kind of front ran the...
Uh-huh. But it's got a long ways to go. And they're at the front end of... Their recovery and their,
yep,
economy opening up to the point where the summer tourist season could be saved.
Yeah, I think there's still legs there.
So, but there might be something there.
The other piece I'd say is that preferreds. We talked about this last week. So preferreds have had a really good year, up 10% over the last 12 months. And so we were just kind of going through what are normalized returns for preferreds. And when you think of the coupon, generically speaking, around 5%.
Yep.
If they're up 10%, they probably are a little bit extended. So that's probably when it was cutting back.
So in our models, we would sell down.
Right.
In our SMA strategy, the preferred stock SMA that we have, we play defense. We'll shift to more defensive names and structures. What else? What else is going on?
Fixed income markets are about as boring as they could be. I mean, the 10-year's been stuck at 160 for 3 weeks now, so not a lot to report there.
I'm surprised it's not higher. So that's just giving us time to shift the portfolios around a little bit. Have you gotten your garden in this summer?
I have not.
I did. I planted flowers this whole weekend.
Nice.
I know. I'm kind of proud of that. So I got an in-ground sprinkler system, so I'm pretty happy. All right. So with that, anything else from your end?
Nothing here.
All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you through the week.
All investments are subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. The information presented in this podcast is intended for educational purposes only and does not take into consideration your personal circumstances or other factors that may be important in making investment decisions. You may access and download this podcast only for your personal and non-commercial use. You may not use it in any other manner or for any other purpose without Winthrop's written permission. Copyright 2020, Winthrop Capital Management, LLC. All rights reserved.